Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the sixth chapter of Maseches Krisos. Today we are learning Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. Mishnah Beis says, Asham Vadai Eno Kein. In Asham Vadai, a definite guilt offering is not like this. Not like what? Not like the Asham Taloi, the conditional guilt offering that we discussed in the previous Mishnah. Im Ashlo Nishchat, if he finds out that he did not do the sin before it was shechted, Yetze V'yira Be'eder, then the animal can just be sent back to the corral to graze with all of its friends. Misha Nishchat, if he finds out he did not do the sin after the animal was shechted, Harize Yikaver, then the animal must be buried. Nizrak Hadam, if the blood was already sprinkled, Habasa Yetze Labes Hasrefa, then the meat has to be burned. Shor HaNiskal Eino Kein. And the ox that is to be stoned is also not like this. Now, simple reading is also not like the Asham Taloi of the previous Mishnah, but when we get to the Bartner, we'll see an alternate explanation. Im ad shlo niskal, if you find out that the ox is innocent before it's stoned, yetze v'yira be'eder, then again it can be returned to the corral and be considered like all the other cattle. Misha niskal, if you find out that the ox was innocent after it was stoned, mutar behana, then one is allowed to benefit from the hide and the other parts. You could sell the meat for dog food or whatever, so you can benefit from the corpse of the ox, which would not be the case normally when an ox is stoned. Egla arufa, the calf that gets decapitated in the case of a corpse found between two cities and they don't know who did it, so it's part of a ceremony there. So egla arufa eino kein. So this calf that has its neck broken also is not like the Asham Taloi. Im ad shelo nerfa teitze v'tira be'eder. If the murderer is found before it has its neck broken, then again it can be returned to the corral and it can graze with all the other animals. Misha nerpa, and if it's after it's got its neck broken, tikaver b'makomo, then it should be buried in its place. Sha'al safek ba mitchilasa, because initially it was brought to resolve a doubt. Kipra sfek of ahalchala, so it did what it was intended to do. It atoned in this case of doubt. So therefore, if it's after the calf's neck is broken, we would continue to treat it as a normal situation of egla arufa. Let us look in the Barton Uro. Asham Vadai Eno Kein. The Asham Vadai, the definitely required guilt offering, is not like the Asham Taloi of the previous Mishnah. Behahi Lo Pligi Rabbanan. And the rabbis do not disagree in this particular case. De'im Nodalo Ad Shalo Shachtu Shalo Chata. If before the animal is shechted, the person finds out that he did not actually do the sin, Yetze V'yira Be'eder, then the animal can be returned to the corral and treated like regular non-sacrificial animals. The time of the Rabbanan ba'asham taloi, because the reason for the rabbis to disagree in the case of the conditional guilt offering, kivan de libo nokfo gemar umakdish misafik, is because since the person is concerned that he may have done a sin, then he goes ahead and he sanctifies the animal in a case of doubt. Aval asham vadai, but in the case of a definite guilt offering, kagon amrulo achalta kodesh. For example, people say to this person, you ate sanctified meat. V'noda shelo chata, and then he finds out that he didn't actually sin, shehuzamo ha'edim, because the witnesses lied, inami kesever kodesh achal v'nimsachulin, or he thought that he ate sanctified meat, and he later found out that it was regular secular meat. So, igale milsa dehektish taos haya. So in this case, he didn't sanctify it because of a doubt. Here he found out that it was unintentionally, was accidentally sanctified. The matter was completely wrong. So before, he has a doubt. He knows he did a thing. Maybe he did a sin. He wants to atone. He sanctifies it. Here, he's misinformed. So he sanctifies it based on a misconception. That doesn't count. Hare ze yikaver, and if it's after it was shechted, then it has to be buried. Ki vandalo kadish havi kechulin shenishchatu ba'azara deteunin kavura. So since it wasn't sanctified, it's like non-sanctified meat that was slaughtered in the temple courtyard, and such a thing must be buried. Nizrak hadam, habaser yetze lebeis hasrefa, and if the blood was already sprinkled, then the meat must be burned. Bigamara mafaresh, demi shishana la'el, hareze yikaver, lo shana hacha, habaser yetze lebeis hasrefa. So the Gemara clarifies that the one who says earlier in this Mishnah that it has to be buried is not the same one who says here that it has to be burned. The kivan de savar asham vadai chulinhu, because since the first speaker feels that this asham vadai is secular, it's never been sanctified, velo kadish la'olam, so it was never considered sanctified, eno nisraf elo nikaver, so in such a case it should never be burnt, it should only be buried. Shor ha niskal eno kain, the ox to be stoned is not like this, ka'asham taloi, like the conditional guilt offering. Dehacha lo pligi rabbanan, and the rabbis don't disagree here. She'im nada shalo harag yetze v'yira be'eder, that if it turns out that this ox did not kill a person, it goes out and it grazes in the corral. Egla rufa eno kain, and the calf to be decapitated is not like this. Ka'asham taloi, like the conditional guilt offering. She'im ad shalo nerpa nimsa hahoreg, if before the calf has its neck broken, they find the murderer, teitze v'tira be'eder, then the calf goes free and it grazes in the corral. V'rambam perish. So now we're going to see another explanation, and this is in the name of the Rambam. Shor ha'niskal eno kain ka'asham vadai. So the first one is clear. The asham vadai at the beginning of the Mishnah is not like the asham taloi at the end of the previous Mishnah. But the Rambam says shor ha'niskal, the ox to be stoned, is not like the asham vadai at the beginning of the Mishnah. So one is not like two, and two is not like three. We're going to see a chain here. So the shor ha'niskal is not like the asham vadai. The asham vadai mishenishchat harize yikaver, because the asham vadai, once it's slaughtered, has to be buried. V'shor ha'niskal, but the ox to be stoned, kishenoda la'achar sheniskal, if it turns out that the ox didn't kill anyone after it was already stoned, mutar b'hana, one is allowed to benefit from it. One can't benefit from the asham vadai, but he can benefit from the shor ha'niskal. The egla arufa, and the calf to be decapitated, eno kain, it's not like this, kishor ha'niskal, it's not like the shor ha'niskal that precedes it in the Mishnah. So the Rambam is saying each one is not like the one before it. The shor ha'niskal, because in the case of the ox, im noda mishaniskal mutar b'hana, if you find out after it was already stoned, you can benefit from it. The egla arufa, but in the case of the calf to be decapitated, im noda ha'horeg mishanerpa ha'egla tikaver b'makomo, if you find the murderer after the calf has been decapitated, it has to be buried in its place. So each one is different from the one that precedes it in the Mishnah. Why is that one different? Kipra sveka, it atones in the case of doubt. Bishas arifa, at the time when his neck is broken. Shahari adayin safek haya v'halchala, because at the time it was still in doubt and it did its job. Hilkach asura b'hana, therefore is prohibited for benefit. V'tikaver kedin kol ha'galos harufos, and it gets buried where it was decapitated, just like every case of egla arufa. The murderer may have been found, but at the time you performed the ceremony, it was done properly, just like any other case of Egla Rufa. Mishnah Gimel. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Rabbi Eliezer says, Misnadev Adam Asham Talai B'chol Yom U'B'chol Sha Shiyirtza. A person can voluntarily bring an Asham, a conditional guilt offering, any day and any time that he wants. V'hi Nikreis Asham Chasidim. And this is called a guilt offering of the pious. Amarolav al Baba ben Buti. They said about a man named Baba ben Buti, Shahaya misnadev asham talei b'chol yom, that he would bring a voluntary guilt offering every day. Chutz me'achar yom hakipurim yom echad, except for the day after Yom Kippur. Amar, he said, Hamon hazeh, he swore by the temple, it's an exclamation, Ilu hayu manichin li hayisi mevi, if they would let me do so, I would bring one on that day also. Ela omrim li, but they say to me, Hamtein ad shetikanes lasafeg. You have to wait until a case of a doubt arises. The Chachamim omrim, but the sages say, Ein mevi'in asham taloi ela al davar shezidono kares v'shegigaso chatas. The Chachamim say you can't just bring an asham taloi because you feel like it. You can only bring it in a case where the act is something that would be kares if done intentionally and a chatas if done unintentionally. Let us return to the Bart Neuro. Misnadev Adam Asham Taloi, a person can voluntarily bring a conditional guilt offering. The Ha'atzmo Shal Asham Taloi Nedavahu. They feel that the very essence of the Asham Taloi is a voluntary sacrifice. Because if you want to say it's an obligatory sacrifice, then when he finds out that he did a sin, why should he have to bring a chatas? So we see from this that it's voluntary. And a quick peek in the Tosos Yontiv, why should he have to bring a chatas? It says, Hoil velo keeper shum avon. So this chatas is necessary because the asham talo he brought didn't atone for his sin. So we see from this that he's bringing it voluntarily, but it doesn't really do what a sacrifice is meant to do. So therefore, it's not an obligatory sacrifice, at least according to this opinion. So Baba Ben Buti would bring an asham talo every day, chutz me'achar yom ha-kippurim, except for the day after Yom Kippur. The shari yamos hashana hu de'ikale michash besafek shum chet shema asa olo. Because every other day of the year, he could be concerned that maybe he did a sin, maybe he didn't, but he wanted to play it safe. Aval hashta lekele michash, but the day after Yom Kippur, he need not be concerned. The ha-kippur yom ha-kippurim, because Yom Kippur wiped out all of his sins. So even if he had done such a thing, there's nothing left to atone for. The chachamim omrim, but the sages say, ein mevi an asham taloi, one cannot just bring an asham taloi because he feels like it. The hainu taima demaisi asham taloi mikami demis yadale lahagen alav min hayisurin ad shi vadalo. The reason that we bring an asham taloi, they say, is so that it can protect him from punishments until it becomes known. So it's not to atone, but it's to protect. Shatara chasa al gufo shel Yisrael, because the Torah is merciful on us and gives us this protection. Ve'en Hashem taloi bo ben endava, but it's not a voluntary free will offering that one can just bring. V'halacha kechachamim, and this is in fact the halacha. One may not bring an Hashem taloi just because he feels like it. All right, that is the end of Mishnah Gimel. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Dalet and Hey.